Guitarist James Mathis plays a style of blues that's best appreciated live.
Thank you all, thank you all.
James Mathis first came to our attention when he founded a sort of off-kilter swing band called the Squirrel Nut Zippers. Now he says he's playing rough and simple music called Juke Joint Boogie. Some of the earliest blues players hammered it out for hard-drinking farm workers in his home state of Mississippi. That was decades before James Mathis was born. But at the age of 36, Mathis plays this style as a sideman for the well-known blues singer Buddy Guy. And his own group, the James Mathis Knockdown Society, electrifies this music on a CD and in music clubs, as we heard recently. You can see the band in the window of Felix's bar here in Washington, D.C. The bass player is smoking a cigarette as he plays. Ash is getting longer and longer since he has no free hand. The drummer is stripped down to a t-shirt since it's a warm evening. James Mathis is wearing sideburns almost down to his mouth and wearing a guitar around his neck. Well, thanks for talking to us in between sets. Really appreciate it.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure. My pleasure to be here.
Make yourself comfortable. You comfortable?
I'll do that. Let me take this cowboy boots off.
You're from Mississippi, right?
That's right. I was born in Oxford, Mississippi. And my father's from North Mississippi up in Corinth. It's right on the Tennessee line. And my mama's family's from Clarksdale, Mississippi, which is down in the Delta, Mississippi Delta.
Which has a big place in the music you're playing right now.
Well, yes, the whole North Mississippi region does, really, you know. I mean, there's a lot of great music coming from down there.
Well, people are familiar with what Chicago blues is. How is Northern Mississippi juke joint music different from that?
Juke joint boogie is it's a lot more primitive. It's a lot more unrefined. It's been carried on for 150 years, taken from the fife and drum tradition, which is just basically a rhythmic tradition of music and a simple riff-oriented melody, and it's not a lot of chord changes. It's basically a one-chord boogie, and it's also it's isolated in that it's not touched by B.B. King or by any contemporary blues. It's just a tradition that has existed and it's endured.
When I was listening to your CD, there were certain songs I was listening to them and thinking, man, this sounds like just one chord.
Right.
And you're telling me it's because it's just one chord.
That's right. It's hardest to play just one chord. I think any good musician would tell you that.
Why is one chord music harder than other kinds of music?
Well, it just gives you more time to kind of think about it, I guess. I mean, I've played a lot of jazz and country music and bluegrass music, and those types of music keep you on your toes as far as making changes with your hands and everything. But the North Mississippi boogie really just kind of sets your mind free to just follow melody and rhythm in a way that other more formal chord structures, they don't allow you to do that.
Wear my black suit, baby. You wear your morning gown. Getting late in the evening. Your daddy can't lay down.
It's more of a trance type of music. Just more of a response that you get from people that are listening to it and from the musicians you're playing with.
I do want to ask about being a white guy playing the blues. Is that ever an uncomfortable thing to be doing?
Well, I tell you, man, the music I'm playing now is something that I've kind of had my eye on since I was about 15 years old, and it's something I've been interested in a long time. And I figured if I ever got enough bark on me, enough experience on me, that I could represent that music, you know. I don't see it as necessarily a race thing. Like I was talking with Mr. C. Dale Davis, who's in his 80s and has played all over the Delta, and he told me his first two musical heroes were Jimmy Rogers and Charlie Patton. That's a blues man that has learned from a white blues singer and a black blues singer. You know, it's just a matter of you understand the music, and if you sound good among musicians, you're not judged one way or another. It's either you can play it or you can't play it, man. And I was never, I guess brave enough to, or skilled enough even to to even try to play it in front of people. You know, it's something that I've had in my heart and I've had in my mind for a really long time.
Well, James Mathis, thanks very much. Really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, man. Thanks for having me.
The James Mathis Knockdown Society's new CD is called Stop and Let the Devil Ride.